52. Slušaj pažljivo.
Dobar dan, ovo su vesti Radio B92 za 14 sati. U Beogradu je i dalje u toku sastanak ruskog ministra inostranih poslova Igora Ivanova i predsednika Savezne Republike Jugoslavije Slobodana Miloševića. Posle jučerašnjih razgovora sa jugoslovenskim ministrom inostranih poslova Živadinom Jovanovićem, Ivanov je rekao da je u primeni eventualnog sporazuma za Kosovo neophodna međunarodna saradnja, ali samo uz saglasnost vlasti u Beogradu. Sa Slobodanom Miloševićem danas bi trebalo da razgovara i grčki šef diplomatije Jorgos Papandreou. Specijalni izaslanik Evropske unije za Kosovo i Metohiju Wolfgang Petrić izjavio je Bečkom standardu da bi odbijanje Beograda da prihvati predloženi sporazum značilo kraj pregovaračkog procesa. Petrić je naglasio da bi stacioniranje NATO trupa na Kosovo i Metohiji donelo samo prednosti. Vrhovni komandant NATO-a za Evropu, general Wesley Clark, izjavio je za BBC da predsednik Savezne Republike Jugoslavije Slobodan Milošević mora da shvati da NATO ima mogućnosti i sredstva da izvrši seriju vrlo razornih napada protiv njega ukoliko to bude bilo potrebno. Nećemo mu dati odrešene ruke da uništi civilno stanovništvo i njihova sela na Kosovu, rekao je Clark. Situacija na Kosovu biće jedna od glavnih tema dvodnevnog neformalnog samita ministara inostranih poslova Evropske unije koji sutra počinje u Nemačkoj. Ministri Evropske unije će uputiti apel sukobljenim stranama na Kosovu da se ipak ne odreknu onoga što je do sada postignuto tokom mirovnih pregovora u Rambujeu, javlja Beta. Lider kosovskih Albanaca Ibrahim Rugova izjavio je da su pregovori o Kosovu završeni, da je predloženi dokument konačan i da se u Pariz ide na potpisivanje sporazuma jer, kako je rekao, više nema vremena za razgovore. Prištinski list Kosova SOT objavljuje da će prema izborima tog lista delegacije kosovskih Albanaca u Pariz otputovati u subotu. Gradski sekretar za kulturu Ljiljana Blagojević podnela je prekršajnu prijavu protiv Dnevnika Danas i glavnog i odgovornog urednika lista Grujice Spasovića zbog kršenja zakona o javnom informisanju. Saslušanje po ovoj prijavi zakazano je za 14 časova. U Beogradu je sinoć ubijen pomoćnik načelnika kriminalističke uprave MUP-a Srbije, pukovnik Milorad Vlahović, piše Beogradska štampa. Blic navodi da je na Vlahovića sinoć oko 19 časova ispred sportskog centra Košutnjak pucao nepoznati napadač. Beogradski dnevni listovi navode da je Vlahović bio venčani kum takođe ubijenog pomoćnika ministra unutrašnjih poslova Srbije, generala Radovana Stojčića. Visoki predstavnik za Bosnu i Hercegovinu Carlos Westendorp i supervizor za oblast Brčkog Robert Farant prisustvuju danas sastanku Komisije eksperata Skupštine Republike Srpske za Brčko. Premijer Republike Srpske Milorad Dodik izjavio je Associated Pressu da će povući ostavku ukoliko Zapad napravi određene ustupke u vezi sa arbitražom za Brčko. U gradu 13 stepeni bile su ovo vesti Radio B92 za 14 sati.
B92 Vesti.
Autoškola Jader, Cvićeva 1, telefon 768-255, lokal 158, Autoškola Jader.
A sada Silabus. Jedinstvena škola stranih jezika.
Jel?
Engleski, italijanski, nemački. Grupe do 6 polaznika. Jedini ovlašćeni centar za polaganje ispita Evropskog konzorcijuma.
Jel?
Jeste. Silabus. Jedinstvena škola stranih jezika. Rigi od Pere 4. Telefon 187-873.
Cadbury's, engleski čokolada od dnevno svežeg mlijeka, punjene celim bademima sa suvim grožđem i lešnicima. Veliki izbor bombonjera, čokoladica i raznih bombona. Cadbury's, čokolade božanstvenog ukusa.
Radio B92. English.
In this morning's news, Ivanov, Jovanovic, and Milosevic, and the U.S. gives a green light for American troops in Kosovo. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov arrived in Belgrade yesterday to meet with Yugoslav Foreign Minister Živadin Jovanović and Yugoslav President Slobodan Milošević. Following a two-hour conversation with Jovanović last night, Ivanov told media that talks on Kosovo must resume on March 15th, as had been agreed at Rambouillet. He also said that these negotiations should result in the signing of a political agreement which would define a broad autonomy for Kosovo while preserving the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Yugoslavia. Ivanov also said that the international community was prepared to offer all help necessary, but only as much as Belgrade was ready to accept. The Russian foreign minister went on to say that his country was ready to lend its support in resolving all of the issues at hand. Following the meeting, Jovanović told media that the Yugoslav delegation was getting ready for the resumption of talks next week. He emphasized, however, that implementing something that did not exist should not be discussed. Jovanović also said that a political agreement could only be implemented with political means and not with the presence of the international community on any part of Yugoslavia's territory. Ivanov declined to comment on what he would discuss with Milošević during their meeting today, which began this morning around 11 and has yet to conclude. He also would not comment on the talks that he had with Albanian officials in Tirana yesterday. The U.S.'s House of Representatives has narrowly approved the participation of the U.S. as part of an international presence in Serbia's southern province. 219 representatives supported the move to send 4,000 American soldiers to Kosovo to be part of NATO's 28,000 troops. 191 representatives were against. Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Vojislav Šešelj has vowed that his Serbian Radical Party would immediately leave the government if foreign troops arrive in Serbia. In an interview with television Palma Plus last night, Šešelj said that his party was aware that the danger of bombing was very real. He went on to say, however, that this threat wasn't as bad as yielding to international pressure and losing Kosovo. Kosovo-Albanian leader Ibrahim Rugova has announced that everyone in Kosovo is ready to sign a peace agreement for Serbia's southern province. He did not specify, however, when this would happen. Speaking to media in Pristina yesterday, Rugova went on to call on Serbian security forces stationed in the province, as well as the Kosovo Liberation Army, to put a stop to their violence. Commenting on the last offenses of Serbian police and army personnel, Rugova said that this has endangered negotiations to a certain extent, but added that the larger question of agreement should not be opened again. Members of the Kosovo-Albanian delegation and representatives of the Kosovo Liberation Army are set to travel to Paris from Pristina tomorrow, despite outstanding arrest warrants for three of the delegation's members. The Pristina Daily Kosovo Sot writes that Kosovar team has demanded that the French embassy in Skopje guarantee their safety. There was more fighting yesterday in Kosovo after a group of Kosovo Albanians attacked a Yugoslav army unit stationed near the Pirc village. The army was conducting regular military exercises when it came under mortar fire. The Pristina Media Center reports that one soldier was seriously wounded, two others were only slightly hurt. Four Serbian police officers were wounded yesterday in the village of Lumbara de Jeskovo after being attacked by Kosovo Albanians. The Media Center reported that Officer Tomislav Marinković was seriously hurt and taken to hospital in Belgrade. Hungary, which is due to become a full-fledged NATO member today, has said that it would assist NATO in the event that a peace deal for Kosovo is signed. Hungarian Foreign Minister János Martonyi, who was quoted in today's edition of the Hungarian daily Nepes Spasak, went on to say that no Hungarians would set foot on Yugoslav soil. He said that his country's contribution would be the sending of an engineering and medical unit to neighboring Macedonia. Foreign ministers from Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Poland are expected to hand over the remaining documents for NATO membership today in Independence, Missouri. The next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 5 past 6 this evening.
Radio B92. English. English.
muzički univerzum Lajka Felixa na albumu Koncert 98. Njegov najbolji nastup iz prošle godine konačno na CD-u i kaseti u izdanju radija B92. Lajko Felix, Koncert 98. U prodaji širom zemlje. Distribucija informacije u muzičkoj produkciji B92. Peti sprat Doma omladine Makedonska 22 Beograd. Telefoni 322-9922 i 334-1262. Lajko Felix, Koncert 98. U izdanju radija B92.
Uskoro, Proto, nova igra Lutrije Beograda na listiću Loto. Zato ako igrate Loto, odigrajte i Proto. Uslov da odigrate Proto je jedna odigrana kombinacija Loto. Vaše oči i zubi zaslužuju najbolje. Dr. Rodević, očna i zubna ordinacija, 3246-783.
Obojeni program u Rexu. Koncertna promocija novog albuma Rexu. 19. i 20. marta. Gosti 19. marta pozorište Šešira. 20. marta Vibor Dallas. Sva sreća, General voli decu. Obojeni program u Rexu. Karte su u pretprodaji. Telefon 638-752.
Kitchen Block. Skice beogradske likovne scene.
Dobar dan, novi zdanje Skice bloka i sledećih 40 minuta vodimo vas kroz beogradske galerije i naravno sa posebnim osvrtom na zbivanja u Cinema Rexu. Na početku podsjećamo da je u kući Đure Jakšića 5. marta otvorena izložba mlade umetnice Ivane Jerković. Izložba će biti otvorena još samo dva dana, tačnije do 14. ovog meseca.